Welcome to the Language of God. My name is Stephan de la Cruz, and I will be your pastor today. Today I want to talk about a broken vessel. The scripture I will be using is found in Jeremiah chapter 18, verses 1 through 12. In life, we will face many challenges. Some we will easily overcome and move on and be better for it. Other challenges will change the landscape of your life. The challenge may come in the form of a loved one passing away. The challenge may come out of nowhere, from the shadows, and take your health and your mental capacities. The challenge may deplete the strength of your youth, and it will quench the fierceness, the passion of your soul. And when life's challenges are done with you, what it leaves behind is a broken vessel. Shattered pieces scattered everywhere, unrecognizable of what it once was. In Jeremiah chapter 18, starting verse 1, a challenge was happening to the people of God. And here's what God said to his people through his prophet Jeremiah. And God said, "Go down to the potter's shop, and I will speak to you there." Verse 3, here's what Jeremiah says. "So I did as he told me, and found the potter working at his wheel." Verse 4, "But the vessel he was making did not turn out as he had hoped. So he crushed it into a lump of clay again and started over." Verse 5, "Then the Lord gave me this message. O Israel, can I not do this to you as the potter has done to his clay? As the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hands. If I announce that a certain nation or kingdom is to be uprooted, torn down, and destroyed, but then the nation renounces its evil ways, I will not destroy it as I had planned. And if I announce that I will plant and build up a certain nation or kingdom, but then that nation turns to evil and refuses to obey me, I will not bless it as I said I would. Therefore, Jeremiah, go and warn all Judah and Jerusalem. Say to them, this is what the Lord says. I am planning disaster for you instead of good. So turn from your evil ways, each of you, and do what is right." Now in verse 12, and here's Jeremiah speaking. "But the people replied, don't waste your breath on us. We will continue to live as we want. You may consider us to be stubborn, but we will follow our own ways, whether they are right before you or they are evil." During this time that Jeremiah lived, it was a time of distress and uncertainty for the people of God. In fact, for all the people of that nation, whether they served God or not. There were threats of war. A kingdom was rising that would come against them and enslave them. This kingdom would come to destroy the very way of life they had. Now, God spoke to his people during these uncertain times. But the people would not listen to God. They refused to let go of the old ways, the old manna. They told Jeremiah, "This is the way our parents and their parents did it, and this is the way we will do it." God was speaking to his people, letting them know that a new age, a new era was coming, and that it was time for them to let go of the old ways and come and worship God in this new era. The people refused, and they practically told Jeremiah, "Hey, don't waste your breath on us. This is the way it's always been. This is the way we've worshiped God. This is the way church has always been done." They just made it clear to Jeremiah, "Hey, don't waste your breath on us. This is the way it is." Now, because this is the way it has always been, the people refused to see what God was doing in their time. They refused to see the changes and the signs that were happening around them. Now, because the people would not see, they refused to do that, and they held on to their old ways because this is the way it was always done. Well, God had other plans for his people. You see, in the scripture I just read in Jeremiah, you see the crushing of the vessel, the shattering of pieces everywhere. This is not the end for the vessel. It was a new beginning. And it was done by the hand of God, not by the enemy. It wasn't that God allowed the enemy to come into their lives and do this. It was literally done by God's own hand. You see, no one will touch you but God. No one. So that crushing of the vessel was done by the potter, who was a representation of God in this scripture. And even though it may have felt as though it were the end for that vessel, and though it might feel like it is the end for many of us as we go through this crushing time and pieces are scattered everywhere, it is just a beginning. It is a new beginning that God has ordained before the foundations of the world, that you and I would be vessels that would contain the power, the strength, the presence of the Holy Spirit. If you find yourself in life right now at this point where you have been crushed, I want to encourage you that you are in the hands of the potter. You are in the hands of your Creator, and you are not alone. He is making you into the new vessel that is needed to accomplish your purpose in this life. The vessel he is making you into may not look what you thought it should look like. This new vessel, this new you, may not look like the others around you. Your creation is unique to the people that you live around, to the culture that you come from, and to the fierce passion that exists in you. When God is completed with you, do not find it strange that you do not look like the others around you, like the other vessels, that you do not fit in exactly with them. Because you were not made, you were not molded, you were not created for them. The potter created you for himself and for the purpose you were destined. Many believe that we were created to serve and to be servants. Here's what the Creator planned for you from the very beginning. Let us make them in our image. God, the potter, created you in his image. You were not created to be a servant. You were not created to be a child. You were created in the very image of God. And you were given the destiny to take dominion over his creation. Did you hear that? You were created in the image of God, and to take dominion, take it. Not be given to you. Not God do all the work for you and you sit here and let me go and handle this. Your destiny is to take dominion over this creation. And what do I mean by that? Let me give you an example. I have three children. My son, when he was in high school, played basketball. It was very simple for him to get involved and take the wind, to take dominion. As a male, he has a lot of testosterone, and he would get in there and push and pull. And the problem I had with him as a male was that I had to teach him how to rein in that desire to dominate, to take. Now, I have two daughters. Both of them in high school played in volleyball, basketball, and tennis. And the one thing I saw in my girls was this. As they made it to the end of the season and they were struggling, their team was struggling and their team was fighting to get into the first position, I saw the girls, my girls, struggle with taking dominion. Especially when they played tennis, because in tennis, it's a one-on-one. And it was there that I could see my daughters struggling with finishing the match and taking the win. They had the win, and they were doing so well in the match. They were literally taking dominion over the other player. Every move they made, every time they responded to the other player's advance, I could see that my daughters pulled back and pulled away as they saw their opponent begin to break down and to cry, and tears started to flow. It was difficult for them to learn to take dominion. But they had to mature and understand that part of the win, the taking, was that there had to be a moment in you, in us, that we had to let go of the old way of thinking, to be broken and made new, to fulfill the destiny that lied ahead. That we have to rise up, mature in the image of God, and take what was given to us. You see, I taught my daughters, I taught my children, no one is going to give you the win. No one. If you want that win, you have to take it. You have to give everything you have. You have to fight for it. And even after giving everything you have, you have to push even deeper to take the dominion. And because I'm a dad, I just want to tell you that both of my daughters fought their way into the state finals. My youngest daughter persevered through some heart-wrenching battles in tennis and came out in third place. And let me tell you, when it was all over, when it was all said and done, she was better for the experience. Now let's get back to the message. And so God created you and me in His image and said, He commanded, He purposed in your creation, your destiny, to take dominion. In this new era, after COVID, we see a war break out, possibly a nuclear war. Should we hide? Should we run? Well, you know my answer, for those of you who follow me. I believe that we are in the age of the hunter, and I teach this. And if you want to know more and get in deeper into that teaching, you can head on over to my premium access. Sign up. Learn what it is to live in the age of the hunters. We're not to run. We're not just to pray. Praying is the beginning. We are to have faith, but we are also to have works. You can listen to my teaching on The 9 Gifts, Part 1, Faith or Works. I address how there must be a balance between your spiritual life and your natural life. There has to be a balance. Praying isn't just enough. It really isn't, because we are commanded to also have works. So in this new age, after COVID, we must rise up, every last one of us, and we must press in and take dominion. Not as the servants of God, not as the child of God, but as the image of God, who you were created in His likeness and who you are being remade into. God has no problem with you being made in his image. Why? Because it is he himself who took you into his hands, your broken pieces, all those shattered dreams, and is remaking you right now into his image and giving you power and authority to take dominion. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7 through 9, here's what Paul says. We now have this light shining in our hearts, but we ourselves are like fragile clay vessels containing this great treasure. We are pressed on every side by troubles, but we are not crushed. We are perplexed, but not driven to despair. We are hunted down, but never abandoned by God. We get knocked down, but we are not destroyed. And Paul says this in Romans chapter 8, verses 18 and on. Yet, through all this, what we suffer now is nothing compared to the glory that will be revealed to us and in us. For all creation is waiting eagerly for that future day when God will reveal who his creation really is. Who you really are, who you really were created to be. That is where God is taking you, through these challenges, through this pain, this loneliness, through all that is going on in your life right now. Wherever you may find yourself at this moment, know that God, the potter, is creating you into a new vessel, a vessel that is needed for this moment and for what lies ahead of you. The man you once were, the woman you used to be, was not enough for the destiny that lies ahead. Through your pain and in the loneliness of your suffering right now, I want you to know you are not alone. The potter has picked up the shattered pieces of your life, the brokenness of your body, and placed them in his hands. You are being molded, created into something new, a vessel that was never seen before. Stronger than before, more beautiful than before. This new vessel that God is creating you to be will stand the test of time and the challenges that lie before you. Embrace your God and surrender all to him, for he knows you and he loves you. Before I leave, I would like to pray with those of you who would like prayer. Just repeat after me. Jesus, I come before you just as I am, broken and shattered pieces, with all my flaws and all my shortcomings. This is all that I have to offer you. Take me as I am, and make me new. Restore to me what has been lost. Create in me a new spirit and make me whole again. I accept your forgiveness, Jesus, and I thank you because you hear my prayer. Amen. Amen and amen. I encourage you to find yourself a church to attend and to be part of. Look for a church that teaches and preaches the Holy Spirit and teaches and preaches Jesus. A church that teaches the power of God and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And if you don't have a home church to attend, you're welcome here at the Language of God. If you'd like to contact me, please head over to the contact page and send me an email, or head over to my Facebook account and connect with me there. If you would like to know more in-depth teaching, then head over to my Premier Access website, where I get into the Word of God and help reveal what has been hidden and what is waiting for you. If this message has been a blessing to you, please share it with one person this week and let them know that God is still in control. Smile again, laugh again. Together we will finish this race. If you've fallen, I encourage you to stand back up, dust yourself off, and get back into the race. If you thirst for things of God and for life, I encourage you to come and drink from the river of life that flows from the throne of God. I say to you, come and drink and live again. Have a great day, and remember, you are not alone.